Hello and welcome to NJBiz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanaj. My guests today are Melanie Willoughby. She is the executive director of the New Jersey Business Action Center, and Greg Larkin, who is an export promotion specialist for that agency. Melanie, Greg, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Greg, I just wanted to make sure I got your, I identified you correctly when Mel and I were talking just before you got on. That's what she used to describe you. So if there's something else that you want to be known as, I'm happy to give you the floor to straighten that out before we get started.
Jeffrey, that works. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. All right. Now, as viewers may have guessed, since we have an export promotion specialist, I'd like to talk about New Jersey businesses doing overseas. We're doing business overseas internationally. In my conversations with business owners and executives over the past, say, 6 to 8 months, even going back 12 months, they seem to have gotten past the pandemic notion of just trying to survive and are now thinking of where's growth going to come from, where are our opportunities, and a lot of them are thinking about overseas and international business. So I'd like to ask both of you, if I'm pretend that I'm a small business owner and I come to you and I say I'm thinking of starting to, I think I've got something here that can work internationally overseas. What are some of the first few issues, the most important issues that I need to know right up front about what I'm doing now, about what I'm getting into?
Yeah, Jeffrey, thank you for the question. Through the Business Action Center, the Office of Export Promotion, we have a program through the Small Business Administration called STEP.
Right.
It stands for the State Trade Expansion Program. And it allows companies to apply, and if approved, they receive funding to participate in trade activities. The most common one being trade shows, where the STEP grant would pay for the booth costs and the registration fees around the world. We prefer the company to participate in international trade shows. Domestic shows are fine as long as they're internationally focused.
Okay.
The STEP grant can cover up to $25,000 in trade expansion programs and activities. Trade shows, translation of your website, translation of literature, translation of catalogs. Even some creative ones, such as billboards overseas, all in the hopes of meeting foreign buyers, making sales overseas, and hiring local jobs here in New Jersey. So the STEP grant is a job creation program.
Okay.
And also, I think we also provide to folks who are novices the expertise they need in order to be able to sell overseas. So we hold their hand through that process.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to get a little more into that. Greg, I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
Oh, no. I was also going to add that, you know, being with the Office of Export Promotion, we have a strong network of different organizations that can help a company. So if a company comes to us that has never exported before, you know, one of the first things we could do is look at their NEICS code, their, you know, classification of their product or service, and we can run through the database to see where that service or product is flowing around the world.
Okay.
And then what we could do is target in on a few of those countries. And that's when our network comes in. So we have a close network with the U.S. Department of Commerce. There's two offices, one in Newark, one in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. And they have staff around the world in all the U.S. embassies. And they have many, many services available to help a company find a distributor, a wholesaler, an end user.
Okay.
And those programs are, you know, a nominal fee, maybe $900, and it's covered under the STEP grant. So it gives a company, you know, a way to see, hey, is XYZ country a good match for us? Mm-hmm. And they have the due diligence of the U.S. government behind it. The other is we have a close working relationship with Ex-Im Bank, the Small Business Administration, International Trade Office. And, you know, if a company is starting out from scratch, we work closely with the Small Business Development Centers here in New Jersey, and they can work on a business plan, an export marketing plan, getting them up and registered, picking what is the best business organization for them. So it really depends on where the company company is in the process of just starting out exporting, or are they an experienced exporter looking to expand and grow their sales into another country?
Okay, well, that's interesting, because I did want to get into that too. So essentially, if you are a novice, let's stick with my company, which doesn't exist, but if it did, and I'm just starting out, essentially what you're doing, what you're trying to help people do is introduce themselves by going to trade shows and then pointing them in the right direction, I guess, right. about where to find some of the people overseas that they will need. Am I describing that part of it accurately?
Yes, you are, Jeffrey. Okay. And to that point, the governor has a very specific interest in ensuring that women and minority-owned businesses okay. and veteran-owned businesses are really helped in exporting their products. And many of them would be very new to exporting because they're small companies and they would need that extra special assistance. And so we're going to be focusing this coming year on helping those companies. And we're going to be looking across the state to try to find these companies who don't even think about it, but we're going to help them to think about it.
Okay. All right. And you mentioned the governor. I should mention to our viewers that we're speaking now the first full week in August. Governor Murphy is, as we are talking, in Israel on a essentially an economic mission, I guess you'd call it. And he had been before the pandemic, he had made several trips and then now seems to be getting back to it. And I wanted to ask you, both of you, about what it's like now. It looks, the governor is willing to travel internationally. I think a lot of other people are now willing to find travel internationally. Are you seeing a greater interest now in exporting and among New Jersey companies to extend their reach overseas?
Yeah, I mean, I think just from my point of view, working with all the STEP clients, over the past 6 months, companies have been more willing to go to trade shows domestically, and a good percentage of them are going international. So it makes us feel good that companies are getting out there trying to meet new companies. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now there's still got to be some challenges at this point. What are the main obstacles that a company, even let's move it beyond a novice company, a company that's already working overseas. What sort of challenges are the biggest things now? I mean, we've heard about supply chain issues. There's still travel issues in costs of materials and things like that. Are those all playing into this? And are there some that are directly related to the notion of reaching across the Atlantic or the Pacific?
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing companies letting me know that shipping costs are a big concern for them, and many of them are having trouble putting out a bid because they aren't sure on the shipping cost because it changes weekly for them.
Right.
So that is a very large hurdle that our New Jersey companies are dealing with.
Okay. Well, I think that probably stands for most companies. What I think about a company doing business overseas is traveling and going and actually doing the work overseas. There are a lot of overseas companies that do business in New Jersey, many that have their U.S. or North American headquarters here. Are there opportunities there to deal with those kinds of companies and get into this business that way?
Well, we certainly do have a lot of companies that have decided to do business with New Jersey. And that's one of the things that the governor is very intent on doing is trying to help companies in other countries come to New Jersey, like the companies in Israel that he's hopefully going to be bringing back, just like he did when he went to Ireland and brought companies back to New Jersey as well. And that's Choose New Jersey, which is the private organization that the governor works with to try to attract companies into New Jersey. So the Business Action Center focuses on helping companies in New Jersey export so that their ROI here increases.
Okay.
The ROI for New Jersey increases when we have companies coming in and importing into New Jersey. But these little companies that we work with, we're looking for them to get an ROI increase of like 1 to 35 typically, so that they can hire new people and expand their business, which is what our hope is through the programs that we do here.
Okay.
Yeah, Melanie, that's really a great point. I mean, many of these companies, these STEP clients, they have very small budgets. And, you know, many are confused on if they should start the process of exporting, yes or no. And just by giving them a small grant to go to a show overseas really makes a big difference. And that grant pays for the booth and the registration and, you know, some of the other additional costs, like lead generator, machine, things like that. But it really helps them to get out there and possibly meet a new client. And we have many examples of companies that have participated in trade shows or even redone their website into a foreign language where they were able to meet a new buyer.
Okay. Well, that was the next thing I was interested in, was what sort of opportunities are available to New Jersey companies overseas. Number one, are there certain businesses, certain industries that flourish here in New Jersey that lend themselves to this more than others? And B, what is the market like these days? I mean, it's kind of a strange economic situation coming off the pandemic. Most economies seem to be holding their own a little bit, but there are challenges with hiring and employment and things like that. What is the opportunity now? Is it something that you all feel comfortable saying to folks, yes, if you're ready to go, you can succeed in this?
Well, I think we are looking at helping all companies come to us to see if they can get to export. Okay. But we're going to focus actually on the new to export in the food and beverage manufacturing industries.
Right. Okay.
So those industries right now are the seventh largest in the state. And right now they export $1.8 billion. And we'd like to focus on the small companies who are in the minority women owned businesses to identify them and help them with this.
Okay.
So we've decided that that's a really great market and one in which we can help them be really successful. Okay. But it doesn't mean that other companies who decided that, you know, they want to be able to export their goggles or their widgets or services even, right, that we won't work with them to help them see if there's a market for them. Okay. And I think that's the important thing, is that we're going to check if there's a market. If there isn't, we'll let them know.
Okay. All right. So you help with that too. And I'm curious. Yes. Yeah, I did read about the focus on food and beverage manufacturing, and what I thought I heard you say was that was something where you could really sort of help the women and minority owned businesses. Yeah. Was that why you developed that focus, that particular aspect of it? Because that just from our yeah. reporting, that business does lend itself to those kinds of
yes.
Because there's an infrastructure in the state, the food innovation center at Rutgers, right, and there's a lot of opportunities just to build domestically here. Is that essentially what you were? What
exactly.
You were...
So we are working very closely with the New Jersey Food Innovation Center, who is going to be a partner with us in identifying these companies. But we're focusing on women and minority-owned businesses because it's part of the governor's
right.
strategic economic plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel that many of the people who are exporting now are ones who've been in the market. They're, you know, seasoned travelers, and they aren't thinking, of how to expand. They're thinking of how to expand into other countries. We want people who aren't even thinking about exporting because they don't have the confidence to do it yet.
Right.
And so we want to build that confidence and show them that they can really expand their ROI.
Okay. Now, we've talked a lot about those kinds of companies, new companies who are new to exporting. You mentioned earlier that you can also help more companies with more experience in yeah. this business. What sort of services do you offer a company like that that's been in the business for a while
mm-hmm.
And maybe wants to do a little bit better or doesn't think it's getting the most out of what they're doing? and don't let me put words in your mouth. What are you seeing from, what kind of problems do people come to you with who have already been in the business, and what can you help them do?
Oh, Greg is the specialist in that. He is the one who holds their hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hand holding must be important, I'm imagining.
Yes, definitely. I think what I'm seeing is companies are looking to expand. And looking to add another country. And I think we could do that in a multiple ways. One is through the U.S. Commercial Service, maybe doing an international partner search to see and do, you know, check who would be a good partner for this company.
Okay.
The second would be, you know, after they go to a trade show and, you know, maybe meet one or two customers, it's time to start looking at their website and the e-commerce portion of it. So redoing their website, having a more international focus, putting on an international currency, e-commerce portion of their website, translating their website into multiple languages. I just had a company wanting to expand into Canada. The STEP grant is paying for their translation of packaging into French Canadian. It's a very expensive endeavor. Mm-hmm. STEP covers it. And the company, is really looking forward to tapping that market. Those are just a couple of things that the STEP grant can help with a company that is already experienced in exporting and maybe needs that extra push through funding to move on to new endeavors.
Okay. Well, I was curious. You mentioned that company. Is there? I wonder if you could give me like another real world example of a company that again, this could be either a novice company new to the business or one that's been doing it for a while. And if you could tell, just walk us through a little bit of how your organization helps this, or your agency helps this kind of company.
Well, I can think of a company that, you know, was on the track of the trade shows for a few years and became, you know, interested in England. And they met a few companies from a trade show there, and they thought that their product could be a good fit there. We helped pay for a billboard in London Center through STEP with their product advertising. It did so well that the next year the company participated in STEP through subway advertising through digital marketing.
Okay.
of their product. And I mean, that's just one quick example of how STEP impacted this company. Traditionally trade shows, and then they you know, thought outside the box and did a digital advertising in London.
Okay.
And they saw great success.
Okay, great. And that's good to know. Before I let you both go, I'm curious, what can you tell us about what NJBAC is up to for the rest of the year and into next year? You got anything interesting going on? This is your chance to sort of tell our viewers what you're going to be up to.
Well, the Business Action Center is always promoting our business.nj.gov website, which is the website where you can get a business advocate answering a live chat so that you can get answers to all your business questions. And we have our folks there from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And we get hundreds of chats a week.
Okay.
And that is a very important part of what we do, is making sure that we are there to answer questions, because they pop up all the time. You know, a business can be, you know, going along with their day, and then all of a sudden they get a letter from the Division of Taxation and they want to know, well, what does this mean? Or they all of a sudden realize they have to have a permit in the Department of Environmental Protection and they don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Or they are looking for a site in which they want to expand their business and they don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
So these are really sort of like just general daily issues that businesses come up against every day. And I always say, put the Business Action Center on speed dial, go to our business.nj.gov website, and we can answer that question for you. So you're not, you know, just figuring out and painfully with lots of anxiety, trying to decide what to do.
Right.
We're that for you.
Okay.
That's why we're here, is to be able to help you daily with your issues.
Okay. So they're not alone, the New Jersey business.
They're not alone. Oh, no. We've been here for over 30 years,
right,
making these opportunities for businesses and funding, too. I mean, we go outside the box. Someone says, you know, like, I need a loan for I don't know, my water heater and something broke. And, you know, we're like, OK, but we're on it. Let's see what we can find for you.
OK.
So, you know, this is what we do. And businesses have these problems every day. Okay. And so we're here.
All right. And the best way to contact the agency, the Action Center, through your website for our viewers, we will have a link.
NJ.gov.
OK.
Or call 1-800-JERSEY-7. Really easy to remember.
Okay.
1-800-JERSEY-7.
All right. We will have all of that contact information available right with this interview.
And they can find us, both Greg and I, and we're happy to help them directly. And our people on the chat will direct people directly to us.
Okay. They are Melanie Willoughby and Gregory Larkin of the New Jersey Business Action Center. Thank you both very much for spending the time today. I really appreciate you talking to me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.